I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Welcome to the show. We're diving into the world of local talent, artists, wrestlers, and businesses. Let's get started.
Welcome to the 2NU Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the True New Podcast. I am here, and unfortunately, this thing over here is back again with us. First of all, I want to say apologies for last week. I know we were supposed to do an episode on Thursday. I had a situation to take care of. I couldn't find my leg.
Yeah. I don't know why.
We couldn't find his leg. No. We couldn't find his leg. That was a medical emergency.
It was in the Monday. How did he get there?
Try to do that Crocodile Dundee boomerang shit like you did last time. But anyways, guys, welcome back to the Tune In Podcast, another edition on a Tuesday night. We do have another one on Thursday with another guest that will be coming in that night at 7:30 p.m. But tonight, we are catching up on who we're supposed to have on our podcast. On this week's episode, we've always had the question, you know, if you remember back in the day, Chew, how Southwestern Bell would...
Southwestern Bell.
Or CPNL was pretty much monopolizing the valley with just them were the only ones that required electricity.
Well, but, to be fair, they're the only companies who knew the valley existed.
Exactly. So, and unfortunately, years down the road, more companies came down.
Yes.
And there was more options. And unfortunately, that monopolized it, just would crash and burn and what's on so forth. But anyways... Yeah. On this week's episode, It's not only just one internet service there is out there. There's a lot more other services out there. And here's one of them today. And I'll let them introduce themselves. But today on the podcast, I have, so I get this right, Danny, Frank, and Juan in the podcast. Now, go ahead. These guys just work in the corner, man. They just say, hey, you want to buy internet, bro?
Internet, get your internet here. All the gigs.
Anything you want, bro. You don't want it. All right. Anyways, guys, what's going on, man? Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to
hanging out, man. That's basically what a lot of us did today. We opened up the store and we do door knocking.
Door to door?
Yeah. We do door-to-door sales. We're professionals in it. A lot of people don't understand what that is, but basically it's just you literally knocking a door and offering something, you know?
Something different.
Who is it?
Yeah, so...
Yeah, right. Bullshit. Is, you work for my ex-wife, don't you? You've never been married in a decade.
Not the point. not the point I was trying to make.
So you go out there and you go door to door and you offer.
Yeah. What? Hey, and we get that a lot. One time we went to this house. one time, one of the reps, I had dropped them off and we were working in a neighborhood and this guy's like, yeah, bro, my first door got a sale right away. I was like, awesome, dude. He's like, yeah, he's going to let me inside. And he has me on speaker and the guy's like, okay, are you ready? And the guy's like, yeah, you stay right there. Turns around, shotgun to his chest.
Holy crap.
And the guy's like, sir, you have a gun pointed at me. He said it because I was on speaker. I was hearing him and I was like,
uh-oh.
I was like, hey, just stay there, dude.
that's the worst advice I've ever heard. Run!
Just stay there, bro.
Just stay there.
Let me call headquarters, see what I'm supposed to do.
if you don't move, you can't see you, bro.
Yeah.
They're based on movement.
Based on movement. Like, that's the best thing you can do, dude. If you move a lot, he probably would have done something. So
right.
That's crazy. He chilled out because I was on the phone with him. And then from there, he's like, all right, I'm calling the police. And then the cops showed up, and they actually asked the rep if he wanted to press charges. It was crazy.
Yeah,
I was like, He
wasn't assault. There to do any harm. He was just there trying to sell something or offer a different something to offer on there.
Yeah, man. He was invited in, too.
That's crazy. Yeah. Why don't you step into the door?
Why don't you step inside? Right, yeah,
this is the only way I can shoot you. That way the law won't take me in. Jesus Christ.
I'm just going to put a chalk outline here. You don't pay attention to that.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Danny, start with you, man. Where you grew up. And, you know, and we'll go down the line. Go ahead.
So there's a lot of things, you know, that I've done in this industry for door to door. And I think I started doing this about 7-8 years ago. You know, I've been in this field for a while. I've built an organization with like 50 plus members, you know, from scratch. And it's cool because it's something where I don't have, you know, someone telling me, hey, go to work, you know, hey, go to work, do this, do this. I'm happy I'm not working by the hour, you know?
Right.
I think my first thing I ever started doing was selling door to door for something called deregulated electricity. You know how back in the day they used to have light, all that stuff at a co-op, at a Monopoly?
Yeah.
And then they deregulated it.
Right.
Spots like that opened up, like here. There's a spot up there in Lubbock, Texas that just opened up. And it's just crews and crews of people doing that over there. I came from that. And they were telling me $100 a sale. And I was just like, I need $1,000. So I was doing 10 a week every week. It was awesome. So I was like,
I reached my limit. I'm done.
That was my mark, dude. As soon as I hit a 10 mark, I like if I caught it in the first 3 days, I'll chill out for a while.
Right.
Yeah. But it was cool. It's my background. And then we started something 2 years ago for the telecom. Right. So we're fiber pros now, but we didn't start that way. We started doing electricity. So now we're doing Wi-Fi sales.
Right.
So what else is better than selling someone something where all you're doing is a bill swap, you know? Mm-hmm. You're not adding expenses to somebody's life by selling what we sell.
Right.
All you do is like get something that you're already paying for and then you just make it cheaper.
Right.
So that's all we do really. And wherever you live, that's where you can get service. It's pretty cool. But that's about me. You know, that's pretty much what I do. Other than that, if I'm not doing this, man, I'd say I'm out here like doing some crazy shit, you know?
Yeah, for real.
You'll ask me what I'm doing and I'm like, hey, dude, I knocked this random guy's door and he had a whole bottle of moonshine. And I think I'm going to do this for the rest of the day. You know?
I'm going to knock on doors, see what people are doing.
Hey, what you doing?
Drinking.
Oh, cool.
Can I come in?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. This opens your eyes. Like, it tells you people are friendly. And it's a real big thing here in Weslaco because Weslaco, dude, everybody's nice as hell here. Like, not very nice. Where I come from, where I was born, Brownsville, Texas, I was there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good city, but now it's packed. Too packed for me to go back and live there. Because when you go to Walmart, there's like 4 or 5 people behind you, dude, waiting for you to finish, you know, you looking at whatever you need to. It's pretty packed right now. And Weslaco, it's super nice here.
Go ahead, look at his standing in front of the church. It's blue. Just grab a color, but they're all different shades. I need to take my time. One has to call my name. I don't know. One has to call it. Frank, let me hear about you, man. What's going on? Talk to us.
I live in Fort Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I've been living there most of my life. I've been doing the door to door thing for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm still learning. I mean, we learn something new every day.
Right.
I met Danny not too long ago, but you know, it's been an experience, and then every day we learn something different.
Right.
You know, it's a really it's a really good thing to do, you know.
Right.
What did we do, you know.
What did you do before you did the door-to-door thing?
Mostly customer service jobs, you know. I worked in a call center.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you have more or less an experience already what you need to do.
Yeah, talking to people.
Right,
yes,
right, right.
Yes.
Communications.
A lot of the experience like that, you know, either on the phone or face-to-face.
Right, right.
So it's something you got to feel comfortable with or develop, you know, develop the – the you know, the ability to talk to people,
right,
feel, yeah, you know, so they can feel at ease with you and feel comfortable and that way they can trust you.
Yeah, right.
Is that what drew you to the job? To sales?
Yeah.
You're interacting with people. You like
it?
You like
it? Much. Yeah, I love it.
Okay.
You know, even though, you know, we're out there and, you know, in the heat or the cold or whatever, you know, I really like doing this.
Oh, okay.
It's, you know, the interaction with people.
I hear what you're saying, man, because, I mean, when you're a door-to-door salesman, you interact with a lot of people. Not only that, you meet a lot of new people that you wouldn't think you would ever meet.
You get a chance to meet new people every day.
Yeah, I hear you saying, man, my camera's going way out of focus here, man. What the hell's going on? Anyways,
too ugly.
Shut up. But for some reason, I feel that Juan is the ringer here, man. Because Juan's quiet.
Juan's too quiet.
Yeah, he looks like he's analyzing the room. Yeah, he's man, like, oh, man, let me show these guys. Let me show this guy what it's all about, man.
Who am I
going
to kill first?
Who's going out first? Tell a little bit about yourself, Juan.
Okay, need a microphone or just talk loud?
You got one in your chest, man.
Okay, alrighty. Yes. This young man are little babies compared to my age. I'm not going to tell you just yet how old I am, but I've been retired for 13 years.
All right.
I was in the working world for 47 years.
Oh, wow.
Okay, before I retired. Mm-hmm. And basically all my life I've worked for myself. I've had businesses. I started out in the fields, working in Michigan, Florida, picking whatever fruits that needed to be done.
Oh, yeah.
I dragged my wife and my kid all along the road. And then I say, hey, man, this is getting tiring. When it's hot, it's hot. And when it's cold, it's cold.
Right, right.
Remember, now again, I'm hitting to tell you how old I am. Anyway, my son, who was 3 years old, and me and my wife, you know, always like to be the top pickers on anything, you know.
Sure.
And we were picking apples. It was getting late in the season. It was almost time to come back to the valley.
Right,
because once the first flurry, say, Ivan Nemovayet.
I get you.
My son would say, my name is Juan, but I changed it to JC.
Oh, okay.
I said, my name is Juan, and I go by JC, and my last name is Castro.
Right,
and
right.
My son would say, Juan, ya no pisquen, vámonos, tengo frío. Anyway, from there, I told my wife, you know what? We need to change jobs.
Yeah.
So I came back home, and my sister had some businesses going. And I asked my brother-in-law, hey, no tiene un trabajo, you got a job? You want to sell carpet? Because this is what his business was, selling carpet.
Oh, okay, right. Carpet salesman, all right.
Yeah, carpet sales, flooring salesman.
There you go.
And I said, yeah, quiero vender. We'll get you a car, and you can drive up and down the valley. And the valley was starting to grow.
Right.
There's a lot of construction, so I go from Brownsville all the way to Rio Grande City, trying to sell it, you know, make sales. And you would feel great once you got a good sale and a good commission.
And this was a door-to-door also?
At first, yes, this was a door-to-door.
Uh-huh.
And then I got to the point that I said, you know what, I don't want to work for my brother-in-law anymore, so I opened up my own retail store.
There you go.
Okay? And I said, well, where am I going to put my store or my business? So I was talking to my mom. I said, hey, well, I got the garage there. You just clean it out, put your samples, and then work out of the garage.
Yeah, okay.
One thing led to the other, and I started learning or knowing suppliers and how to do retail work.
Right.
And I was doing so good that this rep says, "Hey Juan, you want to open up a store?" I've started working for this manufacturer in Georgia.
Okay.
And he's looking for outlets down here, people to sell his products. And he said, "Well, okay, but I don't have any credit." I said, "Well, I'll give you some credit.
Right.
We'll start you up with $5,000-$10,000 credit.
Oh,
just find you a warehouse. Just find you a warehouse, and so we can ship you the products, and you can start from there." You know, everything started falling in place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I have all night, but you know, this story goes a little bit
wrong.
And I said, "Well, okay, let me see what I can find." So I went up and down the street and highways, and I found this perfect spot. Need a little work, you know, a lot of cleaning.
Yeah. Of course.
So we cleaned it up, and they said, "Okay, I got a place." I said, "Okay, let's write down the list of what you think you're going to need."
Right.
And I said, "Okay, so I get what, a maximum of $10,000 of credit?" He said, "Yeah, but the good thing is you don't have to pay it all at once or in 30 days. Just pay us as you sell."
Right.
The consignment. I said, "Oh, shit, sounds good." So we started doing the list, and I said, "Hey, how much have we written down?" "Oh, you write it $25,000.
Wow. Damn.
I said, "Well, what is your boss going to say?" "Hey, don't worry. Let's just get it down here." So just find yourself somebody. If you got a buddy with a trailer, tell him to go pick it up and tell him to bring it down to you. I said, "Okay, I got a lot of friends that are truck drivers, the old truck drivers from back then."
Oh, yeah.
And I had this friend, and he said, "Yo te la levanto, I'll pick it up there, but you got to go to Fort Worth and pick it up." It was between Fort Worth and Dallas, and Irving, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "I can pick it up there, because that's where the all the mata of carpet outlets are, the warehouses."
Right.
Yeah, I said, "You go pick it up there. And you can bring it down to me." "Oh, okay, no problem. I'm going to go to Chicago. On the way back, I'll pick it up and bring it to you."
Damn,
everything worked fine. He got here, and the owner of the warehouse says, "Hey, Juan, don't send me that guy anymore." I said, "Why?" "Because his truck, his floor was all breaking apart and all rotted."
"We almost lost one of the forklifts down there."
"Gee, wow." "Okay, let me see what we can do." But
jeez.
He got down here and said, "Now how are we going to get all this stuff down? We didn't have a forklift or anything." So called up a couple of friends, he started with a rope and the truck, and pulled him down.
Jesus Christ.
Kind of displayed him, and the rest is history.
There you go.
Wow.
I went from there. It was like a 500-600 square feet warehouse. And then 5 years later, I moved to a 3,000 square foot warehouse downtown.
There you go. Wow.
And 5 years after that, I bought a property on the expressway, and I had 10,000 square feet of floor space.
Jesus Christ.
And then we picked up the U-Haul business also next door, because I had plenty of room, you know. And we started clicking, selling carpet. Carpet was king in the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Right, right.
It was king.
Right.
And I was making big bucks.
Yeah.
And then Home Depot comes in.
There you go.
Lowe's comes in. And, you know, I had banks that would buy my paper. Yeah. And then these guys come in, new store, big store, and everybody had credit.
And
my credit approval was not even 50%.
Right.
And they give, you know,
I got you.
Hassle with all the customers.
I got you.
Kind of approve it. And then business started slowing down. And by that point, I had already paid off all my properties and inventory. And I said, told my wife, you know what? This is not working anymore. We're losing money.
Right,
and
right.
So, you know,
count your losses. Yeah.
It's time to sell.
Right, right.
So we sold everything and I retired 13 years ago. 4 years ago, my wife passed away. So I became a widower. Don't want to say it's great, but I've met a lot of old ladies after that.
Hey, watch it now.
I didn't say that. I'm not available right now.
I'm not sure we're going to say I'm not available. Yeah.
All right, don't want.
We'll ask you tomorrow.
Anyway, and then I meet Danny. But it's a different door-to-door business.
Right.
But I had been out of contact with the customers and stuff for 13 years.
Right.
So I decided, you know what, I have to do something.
It's like riding a bike. You just came back on there and do it again. You never forget.
Ability.
Yeah.
But I'm getting older. My body doesn't respond the way we want it.
Okay.
So, but Dan has got me in another position, which I love. Mm-hmm. And I'm learning in the door-to-door is a little bit too much for me right now.
Right.
Until I learn it, the tricks. Because I look at them and say, oh man, these guys are good.
I got you.
And anyway, better cut it a little short, let somebody else do the talking or the walking.
You should tell them what you do now. So he doesn't focus, like, it's not always door to door. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He does online.
Online representative.
He's getting that internet money.
So I'm getting the vibes back in. See, I told this guy, hey man, I gotta get all this rust out of my brain and start get it working again.
Right.
But then my age, like right now, I'm gonna be 76. See, so but I need to do something. I just can't just stop and do nothing. I have to press ahead.
Definitely.
And help these guys. I love young guys when they're building their business and see them flourish. Because I built a business, and the most I sold in a year was $1,200,000.
That's not bad.
One year.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
The peak of my ability.
Right, right.
And what I sold. And I love when these guys talk, hey, we want to do this, and we're going to open up. Trying to see this. I say, hey, man, go for it.
It's a different experience.
Do it.
It's a different experience because you see that from the younger generation that's willing to put in the work to.
Yes. If I can put my 2 cents worth and give them a little advice, if they want to take it, that's fine. If not, they've got. They got their own ways of doing business and getting to where they want to go.
Right, right. That's good, man. That's awesome.
We had sales experience ourselves. Mm-hmm. We used to work in sales.
Still doing sales experience. I'm still selling as we speak, as where I'm working right now. But
we made $5 doing this. It's been sweet.
It's growing, people. It's growing.
It's a firm $5.
It's a firm $5. Yeah. Not to mention our cap sales.
The cap sales. Oh, my God. They're
rocking.
$299.
But, that's awesome. I mean, I always, like I said, growing up, seeing the door-to-door salesman, seeing them on pretty much on cartoons where you have that guy walking up selling a vacuum cleaner or selling carpet or a new
shop.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I assumed what a door-to-door person was. But actually seeing one in person when I got older, when they would come in, knock on the door, hey, insurance or electric bill or have you voted yet? those were door-to-door people. You're like,
do you believe in Jesus?
Wham! I'm not even going to add the extra to that.
I have thoughts.
it's a whole different playing field.
Yeah.
Consider the fact if you work in retail, you're behind a counter or you're out on the floor walking around. It's totally different because the customers are coming to you. That's easy peasy. I mean, they're coming to your store. They're there. All you got to do is just approach and sell your product. When you go door to door, it's more of an effort. You have to make the effort. You got to be a communication person. You got to be a people person to go up and knock on the door and say, "Hey, my name is so and so. This, how are you doing today? What kind of service do you have? This is what we offer. You know, what kind of speed are you getting here? About so and so and so and that. You know, that's what a door to door salesman does. But the number wise, the number game, for me, I think it's very difficult at some point. But like I said earlier in the episode, you know, there was these big companies, Southwestern Bell, CP&L, these company, electric companies, phone companies that were just pretty much like what you said. They're the only ones that knew the Valley existed.
Yeah.
You know, so they monopolized everything. You know what I mean? So I totally understand that. But now that this is happening, you're like, okay, now I have options. You know, everybody from dial up to high speed to you know, fiber, all that stuff. You're just like, what is the best one to get? Which is the one that's going to keep me afloat when I'm in desperate need of internet? Another choose adult films for Chew, but for me, it's more.
I gotta tell you, dial up.
Have you ever actually like
just hits different?
One thing I was gonna say: have you ever actually just turned off the Wi-Fi at your house and then just lived it with just pure phones?
No.
That's crazy. No. That's crazy. Right? No.
Can't do it.
You're talking insane.
That's Unabomber shit. No. Live off the grid? What's wrong with you? What kind of salesperson? What's going on here? I suddenly feel attacked and uncomfortable.
Let me go 30 years back when I started doing the cold calling out there. I was basically hitting the contractors.
Yeah.
And driving in a car and said, "Hey, man, I got to call the office because somebody might be looking for me. I'd have to look for a phone booth or someone on the street."
No, no,
hey, is anybody called me? "Oh, no, not. They haven't called. Nobody's called." Okay. Drive for another couple of hours.
Put a pager.
That was the phone first. And then I would stop and say, "Hey, has somebody?" "Yeah, man, they're mad because you haven't sent the material." You're like, "Yeah, get over here." And I'm in Harlingen. "Okay, I'm on my way over there." And then coming forward another 5 years, the pager.
What was the noise those pagers were making?
Oh my God! I forgot we got a youngster here. Yeah.
Stop!
I mean, like,
just stop!
Oh my God!
What was it? You know, like,
it was just a beeper.
It was just a beeper. And then comes along the one with the typing.
The actual text message
on the little beeper.
No, hombre, deja tú. If you wanted to leave a text and you had a rotary phone, no, me caíte la boca.
At that time, electronics was moving super fast.
Yes.
Real fast.
Yes. Yeah.
And then the big phone, the brick.
No, make your weapon. The Zach Morris phone.
You had to put the transmitter in the trunk and have the phone in between the counselor here or on the floor. But hardly nobody had too much.
No, if you had a car and it had a phone, you were the badass. You were the badass of the block.
Es el mafioso.
Mafioso.
And then comes the flip phone.
Yep. Till today, I still see a lot of older gentlemen, even people my age, that still use the damn flip phone. And I freak out, like, why?
And after that, it went too fast. Yeah. I said, okay, gee.
Now you have a mini computer in your hand.
Yeah.
I mean, exactly. it's moved that fast.
But the flip phone is still pretty popular, though.
Yes, it is.
There's a lot of people, they don't want to bother with anything nostalgic, else.
Nostalgic.
I just want it for a phone call.
Yeah.
Phone calls and that's it.
Right.
I'm not into watching videos or YouTube. None of that.
Yeah.
Or texting.
Yeah. Danny's making that face like, speak for yourself. I need my iPhone.
Okay, Danny, it's your turn.
I was like, I'm an iPad child.
You know, sometimes I have to slow down. Then he's okay. Slow down. Then he run it through me back again. I didn't understand that.
That was he's 3 hours of information. Man. Well, that's cool, dude. I mean, consider the fact, like, you're right, JC. That through the years, how it's
changed
so much. But I mean, going into what we're talking about a few minutes ago, we'll step into it right now because I got to go. Go to commercial break and
quick
commercial break. Talk to our sponsors for real fast. But I want to talk about a little bit more about what, you know, what's going on in that world. What's the best? What's not the best? What to go with? You know, because a lot of people have a lot of questions about it. So that's something we're going to get to in a minute right now. But we want to go ahead and give a big shout out to Anotis Construction. Tony, if you're looking for residential, commercial, remodel, renovations, these guys are the guys to call. They're a great group of guys, always busy. Give them a call. Even if they don't answer the first time, you know, they're probably busy. But
just leave a message and they'll get back to you.
Yeah, just let them know it's not you. Just tell them it's an actual customer because they have to block you because he's constantly
I like talking to this. They're so friendly.
What you doing? Not only that, they offer that, but our new sponsors also is Anotis Construction Concrete Solutions.
Services.
Yes. These guys are great. I know they're at there was a big hiccup. I can't really let you know what's going on in Edinburgh because they're doing that garage at the courthouse.
Yes.
But I got the inside info on what exactly happened. I cannot release that information unless they give me permission to.
Then why talk about
it? But a big hiccup because you want to research it and because it is on the papers. If you want, I'm not going to be correct about it because I don't know to a T, but what I've heard, what happened.
Yeah,
it's bad. It's really bad.
Yeah,
shame on you, Texaco. That's all I'm saying. And I got their damn thing on the wall. So. But give another concrete solution a call. Then when you're looking trying to set up a driveway or a new shower or something for your housing or
whatever your concrete needs are,
give them a call. Man. They will be right there on point. And last but not least, big shout out to Pandora's Box, Mr. Freddie Honda out of Edinburgh, Texas, tattoo parlor. Guys, this guy is a great artist. He does great work. He did a custom job for me on my arm here. Also has a church readings on Wednesday nights, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Open to the public.
Yes. If you have nothing to do on the day, you don't want to get off the streets, head out to Pandora's Box and join in those readings, man, and reflect. I mean, that's the best way to do it. Just keep yourself out of trouble, man. We don't need any more trouble in the streets right now.
No, not really.
So, man, keep yourself clean and do your thing and head out there and listen to the word. That's all I can tell you about that. But also, we do have our cap sales. I'm sure Shu has one right there in front of me.
Right,
we have our cap sales also. We got, as you can see, next to Chu, right next to his left-hand side, there's a shitload of them on the wall. We got a lot of them for sale. You are interested, don't be afraid to hit us up on our Facebook, Instagram, or on our TikTok, even on YouTube. Let us know if you are interested in getting a cap or a purchase for yourself.
Please buy them. For the love of God, they just keep showing up.
They keep popping up every 4 weeks. Up.
I'll do a promo with you. If someone in Westlake ever gets service and they mention this podcast, they'll get a hat.
There you go.
Hey,
there you go. Yeah, that's a good offer. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'll get a hat.
That's $50
house.
A hat.
Oh, forget it.
Well,
plus a subscription
service.
Where you get one every month.
That's the fine print.
Only the first time.
I don't think Universal fits everyone.
But going back with these guys here. Tell us a little bit about, I mean, service-wise. I know there's so many services out there. What services are the best at the market right now? I know we can't really go into detail because I know there's...
Well, first start off with what you guys do for the Valley.
Right, exactly. That's what we want to
go for. That's something I wanted to talk about.
Go for it.
Yes.
We literally empower communities. Whenever we say this, we actually do it. We, literally, like, if you go home and let's say, like I was trying to mention earlier, if you turned off your Wi-Fi and you tried surviving with just pure phones, you get me? Even if you have hotspot, you know, on your phone, you know, it doesn't make your house feel comfortable.
Right,
know?
Right.
Everything's weird. Your kids will freak out. You yourself, if you have a smart fridge, you're going to be like, something's going on with it. You know, if you have cameras, what you want is high speed, you know, and around here, that's fiber. So fiber's super high speed because we come from satellite. I don't know if you guys have ever bought a unit where they kind of, when you get service and they kind of build it outside, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm, they put it in the ground, put it into the sky like a satellite.
Right.
Or sometimes they'll mount it on your roof.
Oh, gosh.
Like, people used to think that type of speed was cool. You know, 50 megabytes per second, tops, you know, that was fast. You right. feel me? But then they noticed the clouds came and the signal goes out.
Yes.
Or if it was windy or
rainy.
Or a bird shit on it. Why not?
Or a bird building nest in it. Yeah.
Why not? Yeah.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
That's when they started bringing out copper. So some guy had an idea of somewhere of getting a really long string of copper, mm-hmm, and transferring data through that. So that's like Roadrunner. You ever heard of Roadrunner?
Oh, yep. Yeah.
No, yeah.
Remember Roadrunner?
Yeah, I remember Roadrunner.
So Roadrunner was going hard. They were giving everybody 100 megabytes per second, you know?
Yep.
That's fast. And then I think – what are other companies that you guys have known or remember that was like old school, you know?
Dude, man, I mean, to go back to that, damn it. I mean,
yeah.
I really don't remember most of it because right. back then, JC, you can back me up on this. Back then, it was basically dial up. You would connect yeah. directly to your phone services, which kind of sucked because if you were doing something online and someone called, they'd kick you off. Like, hang up the phone. I'm watching something.
I was in the middle of my Kazaa downloads, man.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what it was.
Yeah, they call that DSL, right?
Yeah, I guess at the time,
remember
yeah.
Remember the acronym, DSL.
Western Bell?
Yeah. And then another person had an idea of like, hey, let's transmit data at the speed of light. And that's crazy, dude, because why would you need that, right? Mm-hmm. And then they started inventing speeds of 1,000 like right away. So it's just fiberglass. It's a fiberglass. And inside that glass, it's just transferring data super fast. Mm-hmm. Right now, game consoles, do you guys game?
Yes.
Have you ever heard? Okay, everybody knows what a PS5 is, right?
Yep.
So the capacity of a PS5 is 1,000 megabytes per second. That's all it can process. You get me?
Mm-hmm.
So now you have people buying services that are 2,000 megabytes, 5,000 megabytes, 7,000 megabytes.
Those are more for gaming systems, like the tower, the computer towers that they.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because like you said, the PS5s and the Xboxes, they top out at 2,000, you say?
So if you have a if you ever had a doorbell camera, you know, or let's say you don't have one at all, you don't have any cameras in your house,
yeah.
And if you have high-speed internet, get a doorbell camera. That right there is going to be a very handy. It helps you a lot, you know?
Yeah. A doorbell camera, yeah, I believe you. I believe you.
Besides that, other things that we do for people is like put them in better situations. I've met people that are paying $300 for services just for like some simple stuff, you know? And when we come around, we tell them, hey, it's $50, you know?
Yep.
We actually do help people save a bunch of stuff, you know.
I mean, we did talk before with the podcast and everything about the situation, but I have seen some of the stuff that's been offered on there, and it's some good stuff, man, compared to what I'm dealing with right now.
Yeah, the crazy part is the speed for the price. I mean, that's what matters. Cause,
exactly.
You know, like, yeah, we're getting more and more digital devices that need that speed.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Stay online. So, yeah, to get something.
It's like a demand. I mean, it's every demand. You demand to have – you. It's –
Just keeps going increasing.
Back, yes, is going back to what JC was saying. At the when you get information off of Danny, all right, come back and tell me. Some people at this generation now is like, we gotta go, let's go.
You'd be surprised how much data my beeper needs. I mean,
my pager can only take so much. Yeah, right? Yeah, dude, but going back to that, I mean, it's everybody wants it done. Now.
Yep.
They want to be there now. Wants
yesterday.
To be, yes, exactly. It should have been done yesterday.
Yep.
And, you know, everybody's always looking for the faster product, better and reliable. You know, and sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. I mean, I'm not pointing fingers at anybody right now because they're they're running my stream right now. but sometimes you have hiccups, you know, and a lot of people are, you know, understandable. New company, there's going to be a couple of hiccups. There's people that's brand new. People are jumping on. They're trying their best to get it running 100 miles per hour every single day.
And but some people don't accept excuses. It doesn't matter. I paid my bill. Where's my service? Who's getting reamed out right now about that?
And those are the Karens of the Valley.
you know, something super crazy is like every time there's an outage, right, from whatever type of internet, dude, like, over the time, I'll get, like, 18 messages, text messages at night, like, at 2, 3 a.m., that it's buffering, and I was like, oh, dang. Like, right. What are you
Give
doing?
Me your phone number, I'll make it 19 messages, because this happened to me four nights ago.
Watching Debbie Does Dallas.
It doesn't matter what I was watching, all right? I did not have service. I was disappointed.
JC, you're laughing too much, JC.
I saw that movie.
Yeah.
Great color.
Great story.
Great storyline.
I cried every time.
Danny's like, did it come on?
Don't worry about it.
Danny, don't worry about it.
What kind of thing is that?
Don't worry about it.
What are you talking about?
But yeah, man, I'm pretty sure it's like we were saying, everybody's high demand. On they want it. It should have been done yesterday.
I mean, what do you tell people when you, I mean, I'm sure you don't respond to all of them, but I mean, you let people know what's going on, right?
Well, what do you mean respond
when they text you?
Well, like when they texted you that, you know, it's buffering or that there's no service.
Oh, at that time?
Yeah.
Oh, the people that are cool with me that I know, like I had a real good, you know, close experience. With them, yeah. Good experience.
Yeah.
You know, I'll just be like, it's out, bro.
You don't have to wait, Dad.
Oh, shit. He's real freaking honest about it.
No, it's out. You're fucked.
Sorry, man. Sorry. It's out, though.
Yeah, sorry, man. Just kidding
anybody. Technical term, no?
It's out.
It's out.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm seeing it right now myself.
Right. Yeah, I got you. So, that's talking about services wise, I mean, what is it one that usually everybody asks you for? Like, what's the one number or one?
What's the most popular?
Popular one.
The most popular plan that people get is a $50 range, or if they have money, like good, like, you know, if price is no really issue, and they want super super fast stuff.
Yeah,
that's $90. You know, that's $90 a month, and that'll give you super super.
Where
fast.
Do I what, sign
what,
up?
Well, what, like, yeah. What is that? What is that? Like 6 gig?
Five gigs.
Damn,
5,000 terabytes.
Okay,
so that's
terabytes.
Man,
no, nah.
Megabytes.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I'm like, damn. God.
Wow. Screw you, FBI.
Yeah.
For $90,
that's not bad at all, man.
Yeah, if you do something like that, like literally, I've tested how fast things, you know, okay, this is a real, real, real experiment that you can try at home if you ever have fiber service and you're, and you know, you've never seen it, right? So there's a difference between an Android tablet and an iPad.
No kidding, okay?
Right?
The operating software for the iPad, it's quick. It's naturally super quick, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like on an Android tablet, for some reason, you'll have a lag, and that'll be with copper, you know?
Right.
If you switch it over to the fiber, the way the an Android device performs, it feels like an iPad, dude, super quick. And
really?
Wow. That's something you can try at home. If you don't have fiber service yet and you're thinking about it, mess with one of your iPads, like that's an Android. And then the next day, once it's already connected, you're going to trip out. It's so quick. Yeah.
So it's a smoother, faster service, pretty much is what you're saying.
Yeah. Like when you watch YouTube, it won't buffer at all.
Now, I know the first time I met you, Danny, was at Walmart, where you were there with your JC, wasn't it?
That's the thing I wanted to also think about that I forgot to say. We run retail stores as well.
Oh, okay.
Of course. Like if you're ever in a super center, you know, and you see one of us, like literally, like we're doing the same thing. We're selling internet, you know. It's super cool. So we have people that do it inside and outside. That's something new that I got into about 6 months ago.
Okay.
Oh. That's pretty cool.
All right. So, I mean, so like I was saying before, me and you guys for the first time, you know, seeing all the great plans y'all have, y'all offer. I know I had asked you that, you know, I know for the city of Westville, they are offering this in particular plans already. They are some sections of the Westville are available. If I'm correct, right?
Yeah, not the whole piece of Westlake.
Right.
Like there's areas where it's spreading.
Okay.
But
well, like, the good side of town, like where I live, it's already there.
Across the tracks.
Yeah.
Across the tracks.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're on the south side of the expressway, you're screwed.
Yeah. So, how fast is this fiber increasing as far as the body? What's the next city or what next two cities are next on the map?
Literally, it's growing because we're here. We're in Westlake. It's already growing towards Mercedes.
Okay.
That's crazy. And there's this one spot that it already grew towards. And as soon as it became unlocked, man, it was crazy. It was mm-hmm. it's a spot in Donna because mm-hmm. it's going out there now. Everybody over there, man, they had like maybe 10, 12 reps out there just crushing it. You know?
Right, right, right.
Yeah, it becomes like
because people are tired of the other guys.
Yeah.
It's so expensive and you get such slow service sometimes. It's crazy.
The other guys. The other guys. Shut up! They can hear us.
I can't say spectrum.
No, you can't say it, man. Don't say it. Don't. No.
It's just spectrum.
No, we're going to get
asked. You got more of these words.
Oh, you got a lot more of that, buddy.
He's super fast.
That right there is fiber optic right there.
No,
six gauge. So, the city. So Mercedes is already on the spread, and Donna's already slowly growing to it. What is it?
Mercedes needs it because we got a buddy who lives out there.
Yeah, I know. Beef Boy Joe.
Yeah,
I know he's been struggling out there, but
he actually had satellite at one point.
There are some locations opening up that we can't tell you yet.
Right, right.
But if you really want to know, contact us and we'll let you know some good spots.
Right. Well, we're pretty sure sales people will be showing up in the
knocking
area.
On doors soon.
Knocking on doors soon.
Yeah, for sure.
Soon.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. That's something I'm looking forward to.
Like you guys are work pretty quick because I remember once I spoke to the agent who I spoke to, not maybe a week later, crews started showing up to install the line in the neighborhood and at my place. So it was crazy. And
you saw them doing the work.
Yeah, I saw them doing the
trench, doing everything, taking an actual wire and connecting it to your house.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was something. 'Cause like I said, it was within the week, and it was like, oh crap, like they're really moving on this, like they're serious. And
yeah,
it was awesome, and I've had it ever since. And there's been a couple of hiccups, but it's nothing, you know, too serious. And
it's what you were saying earlier, what Danny gets is that what, at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, like that's what you were telling me last time, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's when I'm up and most active, you know. Starting the Bible and shit.
Shut the fuck up.
I started the Bible late at night like Jesus did, all right?
You're such an idiot, dude.
But
even Danny believes you. He's trying to keep a straight face, bro.
Danny doesn't know what a beeper sounds like, all right? What does he know? Anyway.
What's something that you guys do yourselves? I know you guys run this, you know, and it's cool. I like what you guys do because I didn't really know 100% that Westaco had culture like that, you know, that where they were able to connect with each other, and not just be like closed minded,
right,
know?
Right.
Like to see you guys grow, because you've been growing over the years.
Yeah,
it's super cool, and I'm glad you guys are still doing that. You know,
yeah, it's been going on.
It's been great. It's been amazing for us.
Yeah, we're going on season 7 in January. Yeah, that'll be an equal of 7 years already doing this. Yeah. It's been a trip, bro. It's been a trip. I mean, I know just recently they had some sort of convention over in Mission, Texas, for I think it was bloggers or for networking and all that stuff from around the valley.
Oh yeah.
And the ticket was not to say, you know, it's worth it, but it was like a single person to go with, like for one day is like $250, I believe it was.
Well, it was a networking event.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, for high movers. And
exactly.
I mean, I would have loved to have gone.
Yeah,
it would have been great if we could have scraped the money together. Yeah. But I mean, that's just a big part of what we do.
It wasn't within our budget to go.
No.
But
even if it was, I'm not sure I'd want to spend $250 on one event.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
But that's us.
It's something that's the beautiful thing about community. Networking within the community. We've been here for 7 years. Going on 7 years. We've reached out to majority of the community here in Westaco, Hardingen, McAllen, basically from Brownsville all the way across to.
We've had people from all over the valley,
yeah,
and outside the valley too.
Yeah, and they've come into our podcast. We've been blessed to have them on here. Like you guys, having you here is a blessing also. So we know more about what's going on in your neck of the woods, and people can get more information not only by watching the video, but also going back and listening to it. You know what I mean? And all of that, most of our guests, when they come on here, they get so excited when it comes out on Spotify or on iHeartRadio or on Apple Pod. They're constantly sharing it with everybody. Like, hey, check it out, listen. And that's what spreads the word even more. And I get more people like, hey, how can we get on your pod?
Yeah, like, that's bro, what I'm going to end up doing, dude. You have no idea how many people I know. Dude, we're just going to be watching this.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, doing the pod for so many years, that's what the standout was, to help not only the big corporations that have these great commercials out there on live TV, but the little guys like us, you know, we're starting off small. Eventually we'll get there, but you know, there's got to be somewhere where we can start from, you know, get our feet wet before we get to the bigger ocean, you know, that I can put that out there. But yeah,
release.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Unless some big corporation wants to buy us out. In which case, we'd love you guys.
Well, I don't know about my end of the budget. I don't think I'd buy you out of there.
Oh yeah, I'm for sale. Take me an offer.
You can see him on 10th Street every Friday night. But
Friday early too.
I know coming, like you were saying before about the fiber optic. So you believe the fiber optic is a better way, faster, easier. You know, interruptions. Yeah. It's gonna happen.
Yeah, and we're always looking for people to help us do this.
Okay. Know? Okay.
Like literally, like it's not enough. It's, okay. There's not enough people that know about this. You believe it or not, like not everybody knows even what fiber is, dude.
Yeah.
Like there's so many conversations that we have where they're like, I have Time Warner, you know, they'll say something like that, something super old, you know, something that used to be around, and like random companies. And I don't know, like it's cool to let them know that there's other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And what's crazy is there won't be any new stuff for at least 20 years.
Right. Right. I gotcha.
Yeah. This technology is crazy, dude.
Yeah. This is it's constantly moving, when I say up the chain as fast as it can.
So. But it's at the speed of light. I mean, you can't really do much better than that.
I've heard like stories where people will get like an Ethernet cable and they'll connect it to their TV and it'll read 10,000 megabytes. Like, it's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Damn, it's fucking nuts, dude.
And with TVs and the equipment getting more and more, you know, technologically advanced. Yeah. And
all these smart TVs, man.
You need more speed, yeah.
Yeah, all these smart TVs. It's crazy. It's
the smart refrigerator that he was mentioning, too. That's a thing, too.
Home appliances now.
Yes.
Yeah, home appliances.
Who thought of that? Who thought of that? Talking to the fridge? That's crazy.
There's actual fridges that I know when I used to work at the Orange Box, the Home Depot, back in the day. No offense, JC. But it was a time when they were bringing those actual refrigerators that had the actual built-in tablet into the door.
Yep.
You could ask it, hey, make me a list of what I might need. And it remembers. I think when you would put items there, it would take a picture of everything you put it in. If you're running low, it kits out, it would automatically write it down into a list for you. And then at the end of the month or in 2 weeks, it would send you a notice saying, hey, you're low on milk. Hey, you're out of butter. Hey, this what you bought, you don't have it anymore. You maybe want to buy some more.
Actually, it was the Chinese spies who were reading that list.
That are stealing our data.
That were stealing the data.
And
they were reminding
you. They owe me $30. Yeah.
They were just reminding you, hey, fat American imperialist, you're out of milk. Get milk. You know.
By the way, buy Chinese.
Buy Japanese.
Japanese. Yeah. No, but yeah, technology has gotten so fast to the point where you can go with your phone. You're at the supermarket. Yee, ching, tengo eggs en la casa, debo checar. Boom, camera turns on. You can look inside your fridge. Oh, yeah. I think I better buy something. You end up buying it, bro.
Talking about that, writing on your phone,
uh-huh.
What you need, I still get my little pad, paper pad.
Write it on down.
Faster. Look, I look at the paper faster than I can turn on the phone.
Oh, my God.
Well, I better check my – oh, that's right. Oh, I got to flip phone.
Dude, I'll tell you a quick story. We're 56 minutes into the podcast. I have this one customer. His name is Tacho, good friend of mine, man. He comes to our store a lot and buys a lot of plumbing equipment. And he has a flip phone, just to give you an idea. He still has a flip phone. But he comes in with a he comes literally with a sheet of paper so big, about that big, looks like about the size of an iPhone, okay? And he goes, a ver, déjame sacar el iPhone. And he gets the tab down. And he's like, a ver, I go, what are you doing? Ah, está apagada, pero tiene charger. And I go, it's paper. I'm like, what are you doing, dude? A ver, mira, ching, ahí están las fotos. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, well, what the hell? But yeah, man, I love that man to death, man. He's an awesome customer of mine. But yeah, dude, like you're saying, Danny, technology runs so fast. It's crazy. It's hard to stay in front of it because once you think you're in front of it, there are like five steps down and you got to catch up again. So, I mean, but other than that, I mean, social medias, guys, where they can reach you and find you guys, where they can ask questions for stuff that you guys are offering.
I have Instagram. I run Facebook. A lot of people can find me on Facebook. I'm always promoting content. I'm always posting. I even checked in that I was here. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the tags, it's for my IG. It's DannyFlame.1216. That's one thing that a lot of people kind of knew me as growing up. They give me like this nickname of Danny Flame. And I don't know really where it came from, but it's
probably shouldn't ask.
It stuck around.
Just work with it. Let it go. Yeah,
just
go with it.
Just
throw it,
bro. Probably shouldn't ask.
Don't ask.
Yeah, but you could find us on IG if you want to work with us.
Like, there you go.
Okay.
That'd be cool to have somebody help out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frank, where can they find you, man? I'm right here, bro.
I don't really do a lot of social media. I just recently started because of him, you know.
Right,
I started learning more about, you know, I you know, my Facebook, I stopped using it many years ago.
Right, right.
And I just recently started doing the online advertising mm-hmm. because he taught us how to do it, and we know it works.
Right.
You know, Mr. Juan also experienced it. Mm-hmm. It's just that. You know, we do post things on there, but I can't even tell you right now where they can reach me.
But they can contact, like an iPhone?
I'll be honest with you.
El beeper? Yeah, look, take a good picture of me, bro. Si todo en Applebee's, just approach me and ask her.
Pues bueno, dale el número del car phone.
Pero buy me a beer because you want my full attention. Gee, Juan, how can they find out, reach you, buddy?
I've been learning a lot from Danny, Frank, Sam. But where you can find me is at the coffee shop here, down here.
There you go.
I got my neck working down there. My girlfriend said, are you going to go to coffee with the old farts? Like right now, I've got the email. I don't know how to get in there, but I've got the email. You can text me.
Yeah.
You can leave a message. And I stopped going to Whataburger. They don't have any decaf anymore. I'm easy to find. A lot of people know me here in town, around town.
Phone number or something? Not even a phone number?
No, don't. You can't put a phone number out there, bro.
444-444.
If you need a lawyer, call the force.
That'll get a phone number sniped.
But next time, I'll be ready.
There you go. There you go.
But get Danny, and then it can kind of.
Yeah. Go down the line.
Because
right
I'm still like a turtle in the networking business.
Hey, don't worry, man.
I'm learning.
The tortoise always wins, baby.
There's me walking. Warning: property protected by Cisco.
Well, that's that guy right here. So that's not even going that far.
But I'm learning and it's fun. I'm getting out there now. It's giving me the energy to start again.
That's good, man. Good. God bless on that, man. First of all, I want to say thank you for three of y'all coming in. I know there was a fourth. Unfortunately, didn't show up. What's his name? Was supposed to be
Sam.
Here? Sam, if you're watching, Sam, we're coming for you. We're coming for you, Sam.
No, we're not, Sam. It's fine.
Sam, we're coming for you.
No.
This guy will be in your front door knocking with a leg. One leg.
La Llorona.
One leg.
Yeah.
That's what we call him.
But, I gotta use your bathroom.
Yeah, literally, he has to.
Hey, but if Sam was here, he'd say that he likes UTSA. It's like a Santa
College up in San Antonio. Yeah. The Roadrunners.
That's his thing right there.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Really?
UTSA.
Sam. Damn it, Sam.
It's a good thing you're not here.
It's a good thing you're not here, Sam. I would have beaten you up against the walls a couple of times.
Actually, he would have just looked at you.
Like, yeah. But no, guys, like I said, thank you so much for coming to the podcast, man. I appreciate you guys coming out. I know we were supposed to do this last week. Unfortunately, we couldn't do it. There was something going on, a personal matter we had to take care of. But other than that, I mean, continue doing what you guys are doing. I did put the QR code up there. I'm not going to put it up again. If you guys want to reach a goal and see this company, we didn't even mention the name of the company because we're hold to a clause, but you did have it out there. So you'd look at, click on that QR code, takes you for all the information you need. If you want to reach out to Danny, he already gives infos out there. So you can, get all the information he needs from you to get you going, rolling on this program. But, other than that, guys, thank you once again. I appreciate you guys. Oh, you said, JC, you had a joke, didn't you? You want to quick joke?
Dirty ass joke.
Dirty joke.
It's a clean joke.
Oh, okay. Well, we can say for next time. Yeah. Jokes.
Well, not that clean.
Go ahead, man. You got the camera. Go for it.
You mentioned something about his eye. I don't know if there's something wrong with his eye. Somebody busted his eye. Oh, yeah, he's, born like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, he looks like that, but anyway.
There was this little drunk guy in the bar, and it says, he was running out of beer, and says, "Hey, guys, I bet you I can bite my right eye." He said, "Oh, yeah, bet you a beer." He said, "Okay, I'll bet you a beer." So he takes out his eye and bites it with his teeth.
What the hell?
Puts it back in. After a couple of beers, said, "I bet you another beer I can bite my left eye." I go, "Well, shit, man, if he can pull that eye out, how do you see it?" Okay, I bet you that. He takes his dentures off and starts.
That's a good one. I'll let that one go.
I like that.
That was good. Yeah, I like that. Was good.
That was good. That was good.
Next week, I'll have another one.
Tune in next week.
Tune in next week.
JC's joke of the day. Oh my God, that was a good one. I like that one. I like that one. Now, guys,
once again. And I sell fiber too.
Thank you once again, guys, for coming out, having a little fun with us here. I hope you enjoyed, you guys. And we'll next time down the line, if something big's coming up, let us know. We'll try to get you on ASAP. All right, man? Super Thank cool. you. Appreciate you guys.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Likewise. Get ready for the winter.
Oh, yeah, you're telling me. No, yeah. Kidding. You're ready for the winter, you damn bear.
Oh, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our podcast for the week. Oh, I was going to play something on the pod for you guys, something my little boy and myself, we put together. It is available on my Facebook page. It is available on TikTok and Instagram already. We did an actual animation.
Yep.
It took us a while to put it together.
It's really good.
It came out pretty nice. Yeah. You guys want to check that out? It is available on my Facebook page, on our on the Chewing Up Podcast TikTok, and also on our Instagram. Check it out. Yeah, we've been getting great reviews. A couple of people are reaching in to look at it. I appreciate you guys taking the time. It really means a lot to my little boy, man, because he's really into drawing a lot of characters, and I just helped give him a little push to put into voice acting and stuff, so he did a great job. other than that, guys, thank you so much. Man, you see the camera keeps going out of focus, man. I'm going to put the camera on you, dude.
Just call it a night already, dude. All right, wrap it up.
Look at that.
I know. I see it. Right, I see it. Okay.
Bam! There it is right there. Right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you Thursday night this week at 7:30 p.m. We got another guest coming in. Stay tuned to watch who's up next. And then we have our Thanksgiving special next week with Eric Shadows.
Should be good.
Should be a good one too, man. But tune in next week also, 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday night. That'll be the one before Thanksgiving. Yeah. Any last words, Chew?
Spectrum sucks.
I didn't say that. I'm not going to say it, but they do. Our shit's slowing down now. You see what you did?
Yeah. But, that's why the camera's always out of focus, dude.
Damn you. Damn you, Spectrum.
The megabits are in the mail or something, dude.
Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning to us once again. We will see you Thursday, 7:30 p.m. with this guy over here and myself. Sign us out, Chew.
I've been Chew.
And I am Uwu. We'll see you Thursday night. Ladies, Gators, peace out.
Bye, everybody.